This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A performance review for the CEO of the world's fifth largest economy. That's one way to think about California Governor Gavin Newsom, likely facing a recall election this fall that could mean he has to leave before his first term ends in 2022. Frustrated by his handling of the pandemic, organizers behind the recall campaign say they have well over the 1.5 million signatures required to make the ballot. Signatures will be verified next month. 20 states can recall governors. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on how the chips may fall.
Recalls are weird, or at least they were considered weird back in 2003 when the idea of a celebrity with zero political experience holding major public office was more far-fetched than it is now.
So let's make sure to vote yes on a recall, vote yes for Arnold, and vote yes for the Californian people.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, winner of the only successful recall in California history and the state's last Republican governor. Recalls are also weird when it comes to money, as in no ceiling on fundraising for efforts to keep the current governor in his job or to kick him out. Rob Stutzman was Schwarzenegger's communications director in 2003. He says for Gavin Newsom,
it really opens up a huge avenue for him to raise volumes of money in order to defend himself.
It also opens up a huge avenue, more like an interstate, for money to get rid of Newsom. Hundreds of millions of dollars are expected to flood into California.
So the potential for out-of-state money to come in to a governor's race in California now is much higher in the context of the recall than it typically would be.
Then there's the off-season stimulus package for pollsters and political strategists. Republican Kevin Faulkner, the former mayor of San Diego and so far the biggest threat to Newsom, will have plenty of professionals in his campaign. But you don't need any staff or experience or party endorsement to get your name on the ballot. You don't even need clothes.
The federal government wants to outlaw adult film stars like Mary Carey. As a California voter, you can stand by and watch this happen.
Or you can elect me governor of California because I'll stand up for the adult industry.
That's a 2003 campaign ad for Mary Carey, an adult film actress. That Velcro sound was her ripping off an orange jumpsuit to reveal a red, white, and blue bikini. Carey was one of 135 candidates on that recall ballot. There were also used car salesmen, hotel owners, beer makers, all looking for a little fame. Carey is hinting at another run. Lars Perner is a marketing professor at USC.
You really have to try hard to stand out and be wackier than most of the other nutcases who are running.
And it takes just 7,000 signatures and $3,900 to get on the ballot. In Sacramento, capital of a state that again has the fifth largest economy in the world, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.